Welcome to the Piney Pastors Podcast, the elders meeting after show where we hang out to discuss theology and issues relevant to covenant members at Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri. It's like a Bible study, covenant members gathering, elders hangout, and talk show all wrapped up into one. And it's all about making disciples of Jesus Christ. So grab another cup of coffee and let's get started.
Nathan, what did you do this morning?
This morning, I helped Mr. Bobby Pettit install some bookshelves that he has crafted.
Skillfully
crafted for your office. Well, and for the general use of Piney Ridge Church.
It's a huge amount of shelves. Yeah. It's general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a crafty craftsman. He also made the fancy rolling pulpit that we see here as we gaze across the big room.
Yes, here at the indeed. Building. The big room.
Uh-huh. The big room where we hear preaching.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not known as the sanctuary.
Yeah, right. So I helped him to bring the top up for those shelves and install it.
12 foot long by like 18 inches.
Ish.
Wide. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to someday having the opportunity to preach from that pulpit.
Hopefully
I haven't
soon.
Had a chance
you
to.
Just yeah. quit that pesky job.
That thing looks
job,
awesome
right?
if I could pesky. Just quit my job.
Mm-hmm. Your job doesn't listen to this podcast, do they?
No, they don't.
Okay, we can say
not that I'm aware.
Your job. As if your job was
your whole
living.
Job listens. Well, I've had a good morning talking to insurance people who didn't know what they were talking about.
Mm.
And Brian had a good time talking to the IRS the other day. For how long?
For 7 hours.
7 straight hours consecutive?
Consecutive. Well, I had to call back. I had to call several you? Different numbers, several different times. Mm-hmm. And each time, with the exception of one time, each time that I called, there was an hour wait before I could talk to somebody.
Wow.
What'd you do to pass the time?
I worked on Piney Family Leader meeting notes.
You worked
so it was productive.
You worked on editing out meaningless chatter from the podcast.
Editing.
Yes. 7 hours.
Hours and hours of meaningless chatter.
Well.
And I studied for recurrent training. I have recurrent training next week, which means 3 days of flying the simulator with lots of engine failures and fires and
hypothetical what ifs,
explosive depressurizations and what ifs, and
yeah.
So you have to know
virtual.
Everything about everything airplane and flying.
Everything about everything. Everything is free game.
Period. That is a massive test. Everything about everything. Today, I thought it would be good for us to chat about something that Nathan brought up, I think it was last Sunday, right, at the end of the gathering?
Yeah.
About us having a certain missional focus, specifically in reaching out to the community, and in that, how we're wanting to connect with the city of Wentzville for the different, in different ways we can, particularly this Easter for their Easter egg hunt, massive mm-hmm. Easter egg hunt.
The egg extravaganza.
Extravaganza, yes, like what is it, 30,000?
22,000 eggs.
22,000
oh,
eggs.
Only 22 this year.
Yeah,
that's a lot of eggs.
Yeah. mm-hmm. How we are going to be partnering with them to help serve in different ways.
Yeah.
And in particular, why would that be our strategy instead of doing our own? And mm-hmm. kind of expanding on that and some of the details for that. So maybe, Nathan, you could start off with, or Brian, because I thought you both were going to be talking about it. Why are we doing that? Why not do our own Easter egg hunt, or why not always just try to have our own events that are we can make quote unquote distinctly Christian, as opposed to partnering with the non-Christian or at least not explicitly Christian city and their events? So yeah. Why would we do that? It's free game.
Yeah, I would love to hear Brian talk about it because I've heard myself talk about it and.
And you loved that, so you thought you would love what he had to say even more. So let's
I want to test it.
I thought you were going to call the plays and I'd be the color commentator.
Well, people heard my thoughts, my ramblings on it on Sunday morning, so.
Which were good ramblings.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of weeks ago we talked about this during elders meeting, and because we've done, what, 2 or 3 Easter egg hunts.
2 that I remember.
Yeah, 2.
But I don't remember everything.
Past few years. Mm-hmm. And the city of Wentzville has an Easter egg hunt, the Eggstravaganza, as you mentioned, scheduled for this year. Big event, community-wide event.
They've been doing it for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and I believe it's right next door, right?
Yeah.
At Rotary Park.
Right next.
And so one of the reasons we had talked about not having our own is because of the potential that it would appear like we are offering either an alternative or a competing alternative to the community event. And so we decided it might be more effective as we think about what our mission is in making disciples and what that entails, what that requires of us engaging with the community, that it might be more effective just to participate in what the community is doing, to be part of that, to have an opportunity to serve the community. Mm-hmm. So for that particular event, you know, specifically, you know, that's one of the reasons we had decided to go this route.
Not trying to compete and act as if we have to do something better than them or in a more Christian-like way or something, that it's then what they're doing is maybe bad or not good. But if it's not a sinful thing and it's not damaging but actually can be helpful just for the community as a whole, then we can join in and partner with them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe more particularly too. Nathan mentioned on Sunday that in addition to not wanting to compete with the city in any way, that it's really part of who we are and who we've always wanted to be and how we want to be about the mission that God has given us as a church. Instead of always having people, you know, saying, "Hey, you need to come here, come and see us, and we will entertain you here," that we want to be a gospel-driven community where our people are equipped and encouraged and exhorted to go and be in the community. And this is a small way, but it is a real way that we can go and be in the community and as a whole body, as a group, and not just individually, which is not wrong or bad, but that sometimes that's one of the purposes of having a local church, a local body of believers, that we can do more together, have more impact. God works through us in sometimes greater ways together. Mm-hmm. So we can go and do this together as a church. And Nathan, you also mentioned on Sunday something about really getting at the heart of how we want to be doing this and even why. And maybe talk about a little bit, why are we going there to be servants? Are we going there to promote and advertise Piney Ridge? And is there a difference, and how subtle can that be, and that type of thing, maybe?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Our hope is that we would be there to serve. In our making of disciples, we are, you know, as we talked about last week, we're not just passing on information, but we are, should be, if we are faithfully being disciples of Jesus Christ, as we walk in discipleship, we should walk in the ways that Christ walked. So that our lives should look increasingly more and more like his life. And
Jesus did
said
Easter egg hunts.
And Jesus served in many an Easter egg hunt. he did probably not. But
he
there's a really good chance he didn't serve at an Easter egg hunt. But he did come, yes, to serve and not to be served, to give his life.
It's a Bible verse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that is from Scripture. Jesus said that.
Yes.
And so that's how we know it. And so if we are to be walking as disciples of Christ, then we should be looking for opportunities to serve, not to be served, and to display his character to this community in ways that are, we hope, resemble the ways that Christ would have served. And mm-hmm. So when it comes to, you know, things that we do in the community or for the community, the manner in which we do them is sometimes just as important as what we're doing, especially when it comes to events. I think there are many events that are permissible
right.
to us as the church, as individual believers, things that we can do. And a lot of those are largely neutral morally. There could be a debate probably about Easter egg hunts.
Right.
And there may be people within our church who don't feel comfortable being a part of even the city's Easter egg hunt because they may have convictions about, you know, what that may teach about Easter. And we talk through that as elders.
Maybe they're just scared of eggs.
Yeah, or there's phobia. A fear of eggs. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, though, is there's a difference between saying, hey, let's have an Easter egg hunt and almost be about that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to let's serve our city.
Yeah.
And the people of it.
Yeah.
So the emphasis is not on the Easter egg hunt itself, right, but on serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for us, mm-hmm, it's not. We think that Easter egg hunts are so valuable, right, that we want to make sure that this one comes off really well. But right, it's about serving within the city, serving in the community. And then as we serve, our prayer is that we would be forming relationships with people outside of Pioneer Ridge Church who don't know Jesus, so that we have the opportunity to introduce them to Jesus. Because the truth is that we here at Pioneer Ridge, just like many churches...
Hey, wait, it's M-A-N-Y, right?
Yeah. Manny, not Manny. Mini.
Not the tiny church.
Not the mini church. We struggle to have relationships outside the church. Uh-huh. And the more that we have events that are within the church, organized by the church, appealing largely to churchy people, mm-hmm, the harder that gets. And so just as a practical way of helping ourselves as pastors and helping our people to be engaged in the community to do this. But the idea that I was getting at about the manner in which we do events being important, it largely has to do with our hearts and just what is our heart in doing any event? Why are we doing it? And if our heart isn't to serve, then if there can be other maybe side effects of an event or serving.
Byproducts.
Yeah, byproducts. That's probably a better word, better term. yeah.
There's a negative.
There's a negative.
You might have a side effect.
Side effect.
Loving Jesus.
Byproduct, yeah, of serving might be that people know about Pioneer Ridge Church and join us here, but our heart shouldn't be, how can we grow Pioneer Ridge Church, but how can we serve?
So what... why is that a big deal? I mean, I agree. I think it is a big deal, but why is that such a big deal, you think? That distinction between the heart of, hey, don't we want people to know about Piney Ridge Church? We have a sign out front that says Piney Ridge Church on it. We're not opposed to knowing people knowing that we're here and joining us. But we're saying that our primary strategy, mm-hmm, and even our, therefore the primary, I guess, manner of our heart, yeah, shouldn't be to, hey, I'm going to serve you so that you'll know something about our church and like something about our church and come.
Yeah, and without realizing it, I think we can get to a place where we feel like the ultimate goal is just simply to get people into the worship gathering at Piney.
Yeah.
Rather than the ultimate goal is leading them to Christ. And I also think... As we are relating, engaging with other people in the community, we may be communicating that as well to them unknowingly, that the ultimate goal here is we just want to get you in the door. You know, we want to get you giving in the offering box on a Sunday morning, rather than I want to point you to Christ, whether you end up at Pioneer Ridge Church or you end up at a different church. The ultimate goal here is your eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're seeking for people to know Jesus. We want people to know him. And so if we're always, you know, if we go out wearing t-shirts, if we go out saying, hey, blowing a trumpet, Piney Ridge is here for you, like we're coming to save the day and we're coming to, you know, show how great we are. We can't at the same time show how great he is.
Right.
And so I'll read this real quick. This is from 2 Corinthians 4. It says, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. He goes on to say in verse 5, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the heart of what we're trying to say, is that you can have, without even realizing it, maybe a good intention of, I want people to know our church so that they will know Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't always happen that way.
Right.
It can be a hindrance.
Well, yeah. And I think that is a, I think that's just a really subtle, mm-hmm, sneaky way that we can justify really promoting ourselves above Christ by saying, well, they need to know who we are so that then as a church, we can let them know who Jesus is. And I think that can be a right motivation. I just think that's a way of potentially fooling ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so to...
Especially over time, if that's our common practice, we end up not knowing the difference between really who we're proclaiming.
Yeah.
and then it are, you know, everybody who's listening to us, after a while they'll know. They'll say they're proclaiming Jesus, but we know who they're really proclaiming without, you know, maybe consciously thinking that out.
Right. So I think that because it's so kind of insidious and could be a gradual kind of slide towards actually emphasizing, exalting the name of Piney Ridge more than the name of Christ. I was thinking about this conversation, I thought of Matthew 6, verse 1. Jesus says, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." So there's a danger there. He says, beware of practicing your righteousness. There's a danger that we have to be aware of and then on guard against, and putting specific intentional safeguards in place to help us to know, because the idea of beware means that there's a sneakiness to it. There's a
sneaky.
Yeah, it's not going to be obvious. You have to be on watching out for it, on guard against it. And so, to go and serve somewhere and to decide, hey, we're not going to wear Piney Ridge t-shirts. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with wearing.
I have a Piney Ridge t-shirt.
I do too.
Piney Ridge underwear.
I have a sticker that it's on our van window too.
Yes.
But if we are always doing that, then at some point, are we really heeding Jesus's words, and are we taking precautions against this temptation to be practicing our righteousness so that we will be noticed rather than that Christ will be noticed?
Being noticed or being having, you know, being seen, being righteous is not wrong.
Right.
But doing it in order to be seen, in order to be noticed, has some really very possibly wicked ends, idolatrous ends, even gospel hindering, where it's distracting. Satan loves to distract people from seeing the glory of God in Jesus Christ. And even if that's seeing the glory of the church. And I think that that message is so important. The gospel message is so necessary, life or death necessary, that eternally necessary, that we need to really be on guard about against anything that would be a stumbling block and stand in the way and would cloud people's vision of it or hearing of it or even our proclamation of it. And I think, what is the passage? Jeremiah 29:7. Jeremiah is telling the people who are in exile, he says, "But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." And it's so this is not only good for the people when we serve them. It's not serve the city. Because we're living in the city, God says, "I'm going to bless you through that." And in all of that, we do it with the right heart, the right in the right way, for the right ultimate goal. God is glorified. And his kingdom grows as he sees fit. Because we can try to manipulate and get people to come to be a part of different things, but it doesn't mean the kingdom is growing, even if our church size is growing.
Thank you for listening. We have a new podcast each week, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes. For more information about Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri, visit us online at pineyridgechurch.org. That's P-E-I-N-E, ridgechurch.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Piney Ridge. That's all for today. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.